Not Just a Witch by Eva Ibbotson, read by Prunella Scales. Chapter 1. When people quarrel, it is bad, but when witches quarrel, it is terrible. Heki was an animal witch. This didn't mean, of course, that she was a witch who was an animal. It meant that she did animal magic. Her full name was Hecate Tenbury Smith, and she'd started when she was still a child, turning the boring noses of her mother's friends into interesting whiskery snouts or covering the cold ears of traffic wardens with thick black fur. She was a kind girl and only wanted to be helpful. But when she gave the swimming bath attendant red spots and a fishy tail so that he could pretend to be a trout if he wanted to, her parents sent her away to a well-known school for witches. It was a school for making good witches. The motto the girls wore on their blazers said, "Witches against wickedness," and the headmistress was choosy about whom she took. Heki was very happy there. She made a lot of friends, but her best friend was a stone witch called Dora Maybury. Dora wasn't made of stone, but she could turn anything into stone. When Dora was still in her high chair, she had looked at a raspberry jelly out of her little round eyes, and it turned into something you couldn't cut up even with a carving knife. And when she started turning the toothpaste solid in its tube and filling the fridge with statues of pork chops, she too was sent away to school. It takes 30 years to train a witch, and during all that time, Heki and Dora were friends. Heki was tall and thin, with frizzy hair, pop eyes, and teeth which stuck out, giving her an eager look.